The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chalitza has to be done b'yamin. That means that Yavama has to use her right hand, and she has to be chaletzes the minol of the Yavam's right foot. What's the halacha if one or the other or both is an iter, meaning if the Yavam is an iter, is an iteres yad, or the Yavam is an iter regel, if he or she is left-handed or left-footed by him? So if the Yavama is an iteris, if she is left-handed, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Simakuf Samach Tes Sifchav Dalid, it's actually in the Rama, V'im hi iteris yad tase b'yimin didah shehu smal kol adam. If she's an iteris yad, she should use her left hand. Okay, so that's pretty clear-cut. What's not clear-cut, however, is what if the Yavam is an iter regal, if he uses his left foot more with more chashivas, with more kadima, than his right foot. So lemaisa, there are 4 days over here in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold he used his right foot. Some say his left foot. Some say misafik, you should do both. And some say that you can't do chalitza, because chalitza can only be done if he is not an iter. There are 4 days. What does the mechaba say over there in Tzipchav Hei? The mechaba says iter beragloi, yeshayim reim shachaylitz b'shteim. That one day is that you do chalitza on both legs. B'minol shal yamin b'yamin. B'minol smile b'smile. So that's the first day the Mechava brings. V'yesh mishen estapik loim ha'shein li takona. The Mechava brings the second day that holds that there is no takona. She can't do chalitza on him. So obviously if there's another brother, you can avoid the problem and do chalitza on that one. If there's no other brother, then according to this day, they're really stuck. Okay, the Rama says on this, v'nagu kisvara harishayna, that the meaning is like the svara harishayna, that we do chalitza on both feet. Okay, now in this gufa, in this shita that we do chalitza on both feet, there is vayta machlekes. The shita of the Bais Yosef is that if there is another brother besides this one, then you have to do both feet together. Again, if this is not the only Yavam, if there's another Yavam, you're going to have to do chalitza on both feet at once. Why? What's the reason for this? Because the halacha is that, the Gemara says in the beginning of Arba Achen, that chalitza psula, if a chalitza psula is done, tzricha lachzer al kol ha'achen. If a chalitza psula is done, like the example of the Gemara over there is a case where it was achayis kukasai, so it was a chalitza psula, or over here, if you do chalitza on the wrong foot. The halacha is you then have to do chalitza, she has to do chalitza to all the brothers, all the yavamin, and until she does that, she's asura l'shok. So in order to avoid that problem, Sakta b'syosef, that over here, since he's a chashash, that maybe he's supposed to, let's say, the right foot. If you're going to do the left foot first, and then the right foot, so come the chais first, you did a chalitza psula. At that point, she now needs chalitza mikol ha'achin, so you'll go afterwards and do the other foot, which is very good, so you did a chalitza k'sheira. But it's too late. So you got chalitza from this brother, but if there are other brothers, you're going to have to go to the others. So Zakta b'syosef, the eitza is, you do them both at once. That way, the moment that the chalitza psula is chal, is also a chalitza k'sheira, in which case we don't need to worry about the chalitza psula. That's what the Bais Yosef says, and it's brought in the Bishmul. The Bach, however, and the Bishmul agrees with the Bach, however, says that you don't need to do it at once. He says a different eitzah. So the eitzah is yimachavin to patter with whichever one works. So you do both, one after the other. Let's say first you do the right, then you do the left, and you have a moment when you do the right, monoshach. If this is the right one, it should be chalitza. If not, I don't want it to be chalitza. In which case, it won't be a chalitza psula. And then when you come to the left one, the Pesukim actually say to make the tonight in the second one also, that l'chair is not so clear why you need to do that, because manashach, if the first one was not a good chalitza, so just have kavan in the second one, and then it's good. If the first one was a good chalitza, then the second one is taka chalitza psula, but at that point it doesn't bother us, because she already did a chalitza k'sheira. So it's not clear why you would need to make a tanai by both. But that's the derech of the Bach. The kasha from the tiv chalitza by Leibzins, he says that the Bach is a pella because the halacha is that tanai does not help in chalitza. Okay, so I'm just mentioning the kasha. There are many drachim nachrayim to answer. It's chazainish. It's a lot of rate about this. That's the tiv chalitza's kasha on the Bach. Okay. Now lemaisa, the derech of the Bach is very difficult. It's difficult mitzad the metzias, and it's also shver mitzad hadin. It's difficult mitzad the metzias because the actual chalitza removing the shoe has to happen at the same exact second in order to accomplish anything. Otherwise, you didn't accomplish anything. If you're trying to accomplish that, they're both at the same second. So I said the derech of the Bach. I'm sorry. I meant the derech of the metziasif is shver. The derech of the metziasif that he's saying to do them both at once is very shver, because his whole point is he's trying to accomplish that you're doing both chalitzas at once. So, l'chari, very difficult. You have shalatzamtzim to say that. What is the exact moment of chalitza? I don't know. I mean, it takes more than a split second to remove a shoe. Is it the first second? Is it when right of the shoe comes off? Is it when all of the shoe comes off? Maybe some other point in between? I don't know. I don't know how to be mishay at this. But whatever that point is, you have to be mamish and mal chalikim to be able to take off both shoes exactly the same. Every step of the way, the same second on both shoes. L'chayr, it's a pel de gezach to be able to do that. So, but you're not losing anything. Yeah, you are, because if you don't do them both at once, then you can determine which is the ikra then. The ikra one is the right or the left. And then you can do that one first, and the second one second. That way you're somewhat being marviach the chalitz of sula problem. But if you're doing it at once, then it's totally out of your control, and then it's very possible that the wrong one is happening first, and then you have the problem. Okay, so you're going to have to make the tanai that the Bach says. Okay, so once you make the tanai that the Bach says, what are you accomplishing over here? So that's l'chayr shver, what we say is the pashut mitzad and mitzias. Now, obviously, there are other problems also, mitzad and din, in doing it like this. Several problems which are mentioned in the Sefer, Sein the Chalitza, Sahendim the Sefer, Amad Kuf Mem Hei Ve'eloch, he mentions a few of the problems, so I'll just say over some of it. The first problem is that Shulchan Aruch and Sif Lamed says that you're supposed to do Chalitza, as we mentioned before, with Yad Yamin. If she's taking off both shoes at once, now don't forget the Ish over here is not the one who has the problem. She's a righty. She's not any Teres Yad. He's the one who has the problem because he's left footed. But she's right handed. Okay, so she has to use her right hand for sure. How is she taking off two shoes at once? Obviously, she's using two hands. Okay, so but the evidence is okay. But chatchila, she should do chalitza with her right hand, which is impossible to do two shoes at once with one hand. That's the first problem. The second problem is that Sefer Neha Mitzrayim says that when you're doing chalitza basachas on 2 feet, then the yopim has to be sitting. It's the matzias, it has to be like that. Otherwise, he's going to fall down if he lifts up both feet at once. The Neha Mitzrayim says that's the way it is. So that's also not l'chatchila, because l'chatchila, the yavam is supposed to be standing by chalitza, like it says in Seder Chalitza in Sif Memvav. That's another problem that there is over here. Right, there are other problems also, but I'll just mention one more problem. The Ginnis V'rodim, Nebenezer, Klal, Beis, Simon Aleph, points out another chashash over here, if you do it basachas, is that Hayois, it's not such an easy thing for the Yavama to accomplish. Besides the problems we mentioned before, just Matthias, it's hard to take off two shoes at once. It's very likely that the Yavama will be Messiah, he'll help out by moving his foot. He's not allowed to do that. She has to do the whole Chalitza herself. So you're going to run into that problem also. So Lamaisa, the Achrenim say, to do like the Bach, to do the Zahachazah, and just to make the Tanai, and as we mentioned before, there's a Kasha of the Tuch Chalitza, but as we said, there are Turets. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Mem Vav says that what's the halacha if the Yavam was an Iter Regal, but he didn't know? It's taka not something that Iter Yad everybody knows about, especially when it comes time to put on tefillin, so everybody has to figure out if he's a righty or a lefty. But that's all Lagabi the Yad. Lagabi the Regal, many people have no idea if they're right footed or left footed. It's not a common thing to even think about. It's only negated by Chalitza. Akoponim, so what if they did a chalitza and then he realizes afterwards that he's an iter regel? So Zok Aruch HaShulchan, but the evidence kosher. Because the Yaitzer we mentioned before that it's Machlaikis Mishainim, some Mishainim hold, happens to be the Smag and the Smak, and the Mashal and the Amshar Shleim passes like this also. They hold that an Iter Regal has Chalitza done on his right foot. There's no difference if he's an Iter or not an Iter. So even though Chatzchila we don't pass it like that, but with the Evans we could be Sayyim Chane. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. L'chair it's a Chiddush Gadol to be Mekel in an Issa Deiraisa. Keneged, all the Rishayim that say not like that, that and the Mechaber brings 2 days. The Mechaber, the Ramon, the Levush, they bring 2 days. What are the 2 days? Either that you need both, or that you can't do Chalitza. But they don't bring a Tzad that you just do it on the right foot. And even the Ramah that said that you could do it on both, and you don't say that there's no takana, he only says because Nogu came. So Zulchara Gval Gachidish to say that it could be Saimichan, the Smag and the Smak, the Mashal, even with the Evid. So what I'm asking for the Muhammad Ramah, maybe you could answer and say that they didn't bring the Shita of the Smag because the Halacha they hold you should do both. Not because it's more correct, Be'etzim, but it's just that it's a derech to be marviach. If you do it on the right, it's more of a chash. But maybe the evidence is enough. Okay, actually, you have shenit. It's not a davar bara. So, l'chayru, Aruch HaShulchan is saying a gval v'chiddush over here, that the evid, it's a good chalitza, b'yad.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.